You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Hey, it's a little Gary Clark Jr., baby. Jose, I need you to break out. It's that time right now. It's time for Game On for 90. Let's do it.
Game on, man.
Here's Glenn Davis.
Game on.
With Game On for 90.
Presented by Bud Light.
All right, I'm on the clock here. The Dynamo acquisition of La Pantherita Albert Elise is a significant one. Now, let's face it. The Dynamo had to get this done and did it to remain legitimate to their fan base. They had to get it done. They did. What the Dynamo get with the Panther is youth, pace, athleticism, entertainment, aerial presence, movement, goals, and yes, the Panther celebration. It is the best in Major League Soccer. Elise is the most marketable commodity in Houston with a huge Honduran population. He could draw a direct line to those Hondurans who have chosen to live in Houston. Elise brought us excitement, unpredictability, plus a threat behind opponents' defenses that had to be honored. And yes, he brought us the Panther Crawl, the best goal celebration in Major League Soccer, bar none. Heck, he even made us smile and enjoy when he donned a mask after scoring during a regular season game. Albert Elise, in the form of the Panther, has brought us fun. He's brought us theater, excitement, unpredictability, after a lot of pretty barren years. So the Dynamo deserve real kudos here for re-signing this key piece. Did they really have a choice? If the Panther was not re-signed, it would have been seen as a statement of intention for the future. So Dynamo fans, he's ours, he's yours. He's the Honduran communities, and he's Houston's. Now, let's see, with changes coming, how they will support their young star. Without as much international commitment in 2018, there's no doubt La Pantherita, the Panther, can be a 15 to 20 goal scorer in Houston. Soccer fans, you don't have to go to the zoo to see a Panther. And that's Game On for 90. So, appreciate that. Game On for 90 brought to you by Bud Light. If you want to get a call in here, 713-780-3776. We have coming up in this hour both Wilmer Cabrera. We will have Arturo Alvarez, a new signing, as well. 713-780-3776. A lot of good discussion about Manchester City and if anybody can actually at some point even catch them, you know, which does not look like it's going to happen. A couple of reminders here. Again, kicking for Houston this Saturday night at BBVA Compass Stadium. Ocho Cinco is going to be there. I mean, Chad Johnson. Chad will be there. We're streaming ESPN 975 throughout the show. Facebook Soccer Matters. We'd love for you to get over there. Give us a like. Give us a follow. I don't usually pander for that stuff, but I would love it. Lots of great questions and contributions on that page. Get over there. Hit me up on Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock. And don't forget to have an opinion, have a take. Also, sponsors, Daspit Law Firm, Azure Salon, The Gorgeous Gale, King's Court, Bud Light, Danish Inspirations, Liberty Kitchen. By the way, I just got an amazing couch from Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture.
We're still talking about the couch, huh?
Oh.
I actually finally saw it. It looks beautiful.
Buddy, you saw it, right?
Yeah.
Talk about a place. How many to
naps?
Watch games.
Honestly, how many naps a week do you take there? Be honest.
Not lately, but I'm gonna over the holidays. I have not actually crashed on that couch yet because I haven't had the time, but I will. So don't forget about that. We have the Carlsberg Team of the Week coming up. We again thank Matt Jordan for coming in studio. Now, Danny Williams, who plays for Huddersfield Town, in an article on SB Nation, talked about not getting a call up from Bruce Arena, said that there was a trust issue there, said he never got a good explanation from Arena. Of course, he can speak out now that Arena is not the coach anymore. But what he was talking about was he thought there was a bias to MLS player selection when it came to the U.S. national team. This is an article on SB Nation. And by the way, let me just show you Trey's Trey's hat here. He gave me this one. SB Nation's on the back, but I'm not going to give them any more publicity. Or should I? Here we go. SB Nation. I thank Trey for this hat. He gave this, left this here. Jose, right? Did he say this was my Christmas present?
He said it had your name written all over it, so
yeah,
he wanted you to have it.
Thank you, Trey. I'm even keeping the brim fat in flat. That's the way it's supposed to be. But back to Danny Williams of Huddersfield. And by the way, he was called up for a recent friendly for the U.S. Speaks about what he thought was, under Bruce Arena, bias in player selection for MLS players. Now, in Arena's defense, that's the group he thought would get it done. But I think things are going to change now. I think there's some incredible talent at the under-17 and under-20 level that has to be nurtured in the future. We're going to take a break here. And it's one of my favorite songs.
Dominoes. I Aim to Please.
Dominoes. Big Pink. By the way, Gary Numan tomorrow night down at Warehouse Live. You don't even know. You weren't even born, Jose.
Probably not.
No. Gary Newman's pretty hip, though. Puts on a... it's a little dark industrial, but it's cool music. Down at Warehouse Live. I don't even know if there are any Gary Numan fans in Houston. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Dynamo manager Wilmer Cabrera. He's up next. We do remind you that the Daspit Law Firm is now going to become a presenting sponsor of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Our thanks to John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Their personal injury attorneys will bring you a personalized approach. DaspitLaw.com. 713-322-4878. 713-322-HURT. Bilingual. The Daspit Law Firm will assure you that they will treat your case as if it's their own. Car accident, boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction. Fight for your right for compensation with the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com, 703-322-HURT. Our big thanks also for getting my place up and running from a furniture standpoint to Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture. My great friend, Jan Christensen, get over to DanishInspirations.com. We'll take a break. It's a Bud Light break.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Quick word here for the Kings Court. It's www.kingscourthouston.com. They got 15 TVs down there, 15-foot big screen. You might have been down there with El Batallón watching the Dynamo or the Premier League with the Manchester United Houston Red Army or Chelsea supporters group. They've got all the games down there, though. Premier League, MLS, La Liga, 903 Hutchins Street, rooftop patio, kingscourthouston.com. Get down there, say hello to Jay. It's a great spot. Also, they have Carlsberg down there, and our Carlsberg team of the week. We're going to give it to Manchester City with their 2-1 win over Manchester United. They've scored a ridiculous 52 goals in the Premier League. They are 11 points ahead of second-place Manchester United. Carlsberg team of the week is Manchester City, probably the best beer you have ever had. And with that, we bring in Wilmer Cabrera, manager of the Houston Dynamo, got him back into the playoffs for the first time in many years, brought the excitement back to BBVA Compass Stadium. First thing we say, Wilmer, is congratulations on a job well done this year.
Glenn, good evening. Thank you very much. Yes, it was a good year for the Houston Dynamo, and we are pleased that we have accomplished a lot of goals, but also we went far from what we were expecting in a lot of aspects, but we're sad that we didn't go all the way to the end.
Wilmer Cabrera joining us after the Dynamo getting all the way to the Western Conference Final, would get ousted by Seattle, who would go on to the MLS Cup and get knocked off by Toronto FC. This was a great year, though. I mean, listen, I'm going to say it for you. You were a coach under pressure to turn this thing around here in Houston and get the team in the playoffs. I remember your press conference and you said the team coming into this season was a little bit sick and it needed to become healthy. And I'm assuming now you think the team is a lot healthier.
Yes, definitely. We are a little bit better. in all aspects. We know that we cannot get comfortable. We're going to try to improve. We're going to try to get better in different positions, different aspects of the team, because we understand that now expectations are different. They don't expect us to be the surprise. They are waiting for us with, you know, better tools. Everyone is going to be well prepared, and we are not the we don't have the surprise factor anymore.
Wilmer Cabrera joining us here on ESPN 97.5. The Dynamo again getting all the way to the Western Conference Final this year, making some moves. I'm going to go right to Albert Elise. How important was it for this franchise to re-sign Albert, because he really has blossomed here in Houston? And I think a lot of the fans were looking at Albert Elise and saying, the Dynamo got to re-sign him. They got to get it done, and you guys got it done.
Yeah, I think for us and for Albert Elise, it was a very good, you know, signing. Big surprise for a lot of people, but for the ones that we knew that the capabilities, his skills and possibilities, he was just confirming on the field that he was able to do a lot of good things for himself and, of course, for the club. And now we have the possibility to have him, you know, for the Houston Dynamo as a daily basis, as part of the Houston Dynamo. So I think it's a lot of good expectations. How can we help him to improve? Because he's 20 years old, 21 years old. So when you're 21 years old with those possibilities, you have the possibility to grow and to get better. So that is important and exciting.
Wilmer, the fact that Elise, Kyoto, Boniac, not that we're happy for this, they didn't go to the World Cup. They obviously just failed at the final hurdle to go to the World Cup. But in some ways, the good news is you may not have all the problems with those guys going off internationally and doing all that extra travel. So I have to think that could be a real positive in 2018.
It is. Of course, it is that for them, because their dream is to be in the World Cup. But for their possibilities to perform better, to be more stable and fitter with the team, and avoiding all those, you know, traveling and getting tired and getting sick and all those aspects, it's going to be better for them. And it's going to be, of course, if it's better for them, it's going to be beneficial for the Houston Dynamo.
Wilmer Cabrera joining us here after the wonderful Dynamo season this year. If you didn't get down to BBVA Compass Stadium, the entertainment value was definitely high. Look, Wilmer, I know you want to win soccer games, and a lot of the judgment is on winning, but the fan these days, they love entertainment, and the type of players you brought in did bring just wonderful moments of entertainment and individual moments and a level of unpredictability that I think made it really, really exciting. I mean, you'd go to the stadium and you might say to yourself, you know, something different could really happen here with these different individuals on the Dynamo.
Yes, it is important to create that kind of environment, and the fact that we have a lot of players with that kind of mentality, looking to score goals, attacking mentality. It is important. It is fun, but also it creates competition, and also it is difficult to manage for the opponents. So hopefully we continue improving in all aspects. We need to get better in all the other different aspects. But the fact that we have a core group coming back with that mentality, it makes us dream that we can continue having fun, enjoying our home games, and trying to look for good results and goals every time we play.
You know what was fun this year, and I'm just saying this from a personal standpoint as a commentator, we could never really predict your lineup. You had this rotation policy that you implemented. I'm sure some of it was because of people traveling and injury, but a lot of it was because you were really trying to engage an entire roster consistently. I have to think that's a difficult thing to do, though. How hard is it to keep people happy in that situation? And how much messaging do you have to do to your players, reminding them about the rotation policy? Because I'm sure guys got in their cars after games not playing, you know, not happy, but still respectful of the whole situation.
Yes, it's, of course, at the beginning it's more difficult to manage, but they were very professional. And they understood, but the things that made more easier path was the fact that we were winning. So when you win, no one can say anything. And every time we were doing rotations and we were getting good results, no one was able to complain. And at the end, everyone was, you know, accepting the fact that the team had to make changes. We have different lineups, and we weren't changing our mentality to play. So it was good. At the end, everyone felt important. Everyone felt appreciated. Everyone felt part of the team, and the team was used to, and everyone was used to the changes, but with a good level, and created a competitiveness internally, but also they were very united in all aspects because everyone felt important.
Wilmer, the team obviously needed time to gel and come together in the chemistry. I mean, we didn't expect the team to be hitting all cylinders from the start, but you did get off to a great start result-wise. You did have some balance issues, not that it didn't make it exciting, but you did have some balance issues between attacking and defending early. You were a higher pressing team maybe in the beginning of the year. You evolved into different things throughout the year. At the end of the year, you were really getting it done, really basically because of being such a very good collective defending team. How much evolution and how much differing types of attitudes the teams have to have in Major League Soccer to survive? Because we have never seen here in Houston a team that has evolved that differently with different shapes, with different games pressuring in different areas. It's been pretty much a straightforward 4-4-2 over all the years.
Just different type of lineups help us to, you know, we have to evolve. And today's soccer, we have to evolve and we have to adapt. It's not about only one system. It's about what is the best for the team and what is the best possibility for the players that we have available. And sometimes we have available, the best formation for us was the 4-3-3. Sometimes was 4-2-3-1. Sometimes was 4-4-2. Or even within the game, we have to, defensively, we have to use this one, and offensively, we have to use another one, because it was necessary. I think it's just part of how we need to evolve as a club, and our players need to understand that it's not just one formation, it's not just one tactical formation, it's just too many throughout the game, but at least you have discipline and understand your concepts, it's going to be, the team is, it's going to be fine, and the players, they're going to look good.
Tomas Martinez, I guess he looks to us as a traditional number 10 on the outside, a guy who needs a lot of the ball. I noticed he got a little frustrated at the end of the year, maybe as that type of player who really wants the ball at his feet. Is there some thought in your mind next year as to how you get him on the ball more in the final third of the field and in areas where he can use that great creativity and vision and range of passing?
Well, he's adapting to the league. He's adapting to the team. He was new to all this, and he's doing well, but we need to understand as the game and as the season progresses, or was progressing, everyone is studying everyone else. And it wasn't surprises, and everyone was more tight and more difficult. It's not like we're going to continue doing the same things. Everyone gets tight, everyone studies everyone tries to be more careful about everything and about the details. So I think it's just adapting to the league. It's getting stronger, getting better teams and understanding of each other, and try to be sure when we play, we are getting better in possession and we are getting to know each other much better.
Now, you stated, you know, obviously that the resources aren't here, and we just see this crazy spending, you know, people taking all the targeted allocation money, and there's $2.8 million now available, and we've seen the success the big money teams are having. How challenging is this, in all honesty, how challenging is it going to be in the future here, seeing the direction that about a half a dozen of the big spending teams are moving in?
Yes, definitely, you know, we are moving in that direction. And if we want to be competitive enough, we have to continue growing. We don't need to grow at the same or invest at the same amount of money that Atlanta United is going to spend, or New York City or Seattle or LAFC. That's understandable. But we need to spend money and we need to invest. Because the only way to be competitive is if we bring talented players and if we bring quality on the field. That's the only way to be competitive. And, you know, and we have to be creative. We have to understand that we're not going to spend a huge amount of money like Atlanta and Nagbe, because we cannot afford to do that. But definitely, I found that our ownership group, they are willing to spend accordingly, and they are willing to invest accordingly. And today we can say, okay, we have a very, very big investment bringing Albert Elias. So they've been supporting us, and they've been trying to invest. They know. And we all know that we need to, you know, we need to increase our possibilities, and we need to get better in talented if we want to be competitive for the 2018 MLS season.
Does that mean when you guys make choices on players, you guys don't have as much room to not get it right, I would say, right? I mean, you guys really have to, when you make these decisions, they have to be well thought out, and they have to be decisions that are made that, you don't have as much wiggle room to make a mistake, I would say, than maybe some of these teams with larger investment.
Yes, definitely, because you know, when you have more money, you are willing to spend, and when you have a lot of money to spend, you spend and no problem. But when you don't have too much money, every time you spend, you're careful to spend it correctly. And at the end, it's better to spend the way we do it, because we analyze, we take time, and we are very due diligence with our resources, and we just take care of that. And it is important, and we work together very hard to try to be sure that every time we're going to bring a player, the player is. It's going to give us what we are expecting, and it's improving our roster.
Wilmer Cabrera joining us. Last question. We'll let you go, Wilmer, and thank you very much, as always, for your time. You mentioned it. Teams are studying each other. They end up knowing all the strengths and weaknesses. They really have an understanding of opponents in Major League Soccer. How does this team next year take a step forward? What is most important for this team to take a step forward? And just make sure it doesn't become predictable to opponents in this league.
Yes, we at least know each other a little bit better. We have a core group where we're going to be back, and now it's easier to move forward. It's easier to implement new things. It is easier to work on other things that we haven't worked, because it was the steps, they were A, B, and C. And now we know each other. We know what we like. We have done A, B, and C. maybe we can move to the next steps, and then we can start pushing from the beginning a little bit more, so we can adjust quicker to what we need to accomplish if we want to be more competitive against the other teams.
Wilmer, happy holidays to you and your family. Congratulations on an outstanding season, getting the Dynamo into the playoffs for the first time in a number of years. As always, we thank you very much for coming on the show. I hope you have an opportunity to get a little bit of rest, but I know the work doesn't stop for you.
Thank you very much, Glenn. I really appreciate your support and all the fans. I wish the whole Houston fans and city happy holidays, and we really appreciate their support, because we've been feeling their support in all aspects. And we are working with the mentality that the next year we want to bring the Houston Dynamo, the fans, the city, even more. It's going to be challenging. It's going to be tougher, no doubt about it. But we're going to prepare ourselves the best way possible to continue with a good performance and to continue bringing fun and happiness to the city, because it is fun to be with the Houston Dynamo, and it is fun to go to the stadium and play for the Houston Dynamo and work with the Houston Dynamo.
Wilmer, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Okay, bye.
All right, that's Wilmer Cabrera, manager of the Houston Dynamo, into the playoffs this year, got all the way to the Western Conference Final. Hey, by the way, right now, DJ Sun Music, pick of the week, brought to you by theflathouston.com. That's the flat over in the Montrose area. This is a really cool spot. It's home of Houston's best frozen mojito. They have all kinds of local, national, international DJs coming through. It's a great vibe over there. They got an outdoor porch area. Theflathouston.com. And the pick this week from my good friend DJ Sun, who, by the way, he DJs over there as well. He's a huge soccer fan. He's always up on the Dutch Eredivisie. His pick this week, Outside the Comfort Zone by the group The Free Radicals. That's the DJ Sun Music Pick of the Week, Outside the Comfort Zone by The Free Radicals. TheFlatHouston.com, home of Houston's best frozen mojito. Also, as we remind you that the Kings Court is a place where real soccer fans go. Next to the stadium, 903 Hutchins, corner of Walker and Hutchins, 13 TVs, Premier League matches, La Liga matches, Champions League. Kings Court, 24 taps, tremendous food down there. They also have great Indian food. The butter chicken, my favorite. I know my partner on the Cube, Eddie Robinson, loves the butter chicken as well. Full bar, extensive selection of spirits, wonderful pub food. Kings Court, I hang out there a lot. Visit the rooftop deck and patio, kingscourttx.com. Don't forget, this Saturday also is kick-in for Houston. All kinds of former players and celebrities down there, including Stu Holden, Landon Donovan, Brian Ching, all kinds of guys down there. Ocho Cinco, I think, is playing. Bregman from the Astros is going to be there. Roger Clemens, I believe. Internet sensation Jake Paul. It's 5 o'clock Saturday at BBVA Compass Stadium. Kicking for Houston. Go to HoustonDynamo.com. It's all for Hurricane Harvey relief. We'll take a break. More to come. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, self-proclaimed the best in soccer talk.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, tonight on Soccer Matters, we're going to wind it up in very, very big fashion. A great signing for the Houston Dynamo, one that has roots at Bear Creek Soccer Park right here in Houston. Before we get to that, quick word here for Bud Light, reminding you, nothing goes better together than Bud Light and great friends. Bud Light knows that moments spent with your friends are the ones that really matter. Make tonight's tomorrow's story. Get by the King's Court, get down there, watch the Premier League, La Liga, you name it, the Dynamo. And listen every Wednesday to Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. With Bud Light, you're not just drinking beer, you're building friendships, and we thank all the great support of Bud Light. Also, DaspitLaw.com, now a presenting sponsor. John Daspit will treat every case like it's his own. He'll work for you 24-7, 713-364-0915, or toll-free 1-888-273-1045. Daspit Law Firm. They're bilingual. They'll take a personalized approach. You might be in a car accident, motorcycle, oil field, plant, refinery, 18-wheeler, industrial accidents, you name it. They will have you covered. DaspitLaw.com, John Daspit, and the Daspit Law Firm. All right. The person I was talking about, Arturo Alvarez, grew up here in Houston playing for Bear Creek United under former Houston hotshot Carlos Lessa. He also, he's a local product. He's come full circle. He's won MLS Cups in San Jose, has been on the Chicago Fire, and he's now back here in Houston. Arturo, thank you very much for coming on the show tonight.
No, Glenn, thank you for having me, and it's always a pleasure being here.
Well, listen, let's not start this interview off with soccer talk. Let's start this interview off with tomorrow's going to be a big day in your life. You're getting married. So I think we all want to, at Soccer Matters here, just congratulate you on your impending marriage.
No, thank you, Glenn. Yeah, I'm getting married tomorrow to Kenya, my fiance, and, you know, couldn't be more excited. And, yeah, you know, just hope everything goes well. And, you know, we have such a good time celebrating a special day with family and friends.
Yeah, we had Kenya was in studio with us. I remember a couple of years ago when she came up in studio with you, and we had a great time, great interview. I remember her very much. Very nice woman.
Yeah, no, I'm a lucky guy.
Yes, you are, and you're also a happy guy for another reason as well, because you have desired to come back to your home city, Houston, and play for the Dynamo, and it's finally happened. Tell us how it went down and how surprised you were when you found out you were going to come back and play for the Houston Dynamo.
Yeah, no, it was I was completely caught off guard, and I woke up on Sunday morning, got a phone call from my agent telling me that I had been traded. And then he kind of gave it a little pause at the end, and he was like, you know, to Houston Dynamo. And I just, you know, I couldn't believe it. It was, you know, it was a good way to wake up on Sunday morning. And, you know, it's just something that I've been wanting to do for a very long time.
Did you yell? Did you, you know, what happened? You start dancing? What happened when you knew you were coming back to Houston?
I was pretty excited. You know, I was just thankful that I got the opportunity to, you know, to come back home and play in front of my family and friends. And, you know, a city that I left 17 years, you know, almost is 16 years ago whenever I got drafted by the Earthquakes in 2003. And, you know, it was always a question in the back of my head asking myself if, you know, if I would ever play for my hometown team. And now that I get the chance to do that, I couldn't be happier.
How does that make it more meaningful? Because, look, your game was honed on the fields here in Houston. Even though you've captained El Salvador, your game was honed here, and really we have to give major props to a man who was a big influence in your career, Carlos Lessa, who also played for the indoor team here professionally, the Houston Hotshots. But how does that make it even more meaningful? I get the whole family and friends side of it, but, I mean, this is like coming full circle here.
It really is, Glenn. I don't even know how to describe it. You know, this is the city that you know saw me grow up, and you know is a you know the place where I first started kicking a soccer ball. The you know the soccer community here, especially the Salvadorian soccer community, is huge. I ended up you know transferring over to El Salvador to play for the national team there. You know. Have a few caps under my belt, you know, a few gold cups and as well, and qualifiers, and so it's just it's been a crazy roller coaster, and it's been fun, and I have nothing but you know good things about it, and I just you know want to keep this right going. You know, I want to be able to come here to the Dynamo and you know help in any way possible, you know, field and off the field. So it's I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Arturo Alvarez just signed by the Houston Dynamo. This is his first interview, I believe, since becoming a Dynamo. And we definitely know the real deep Arturo Alvarez story. And it's one we need to tell because at the time you were playing youth soccer here, there were a number of players going into Major League Soccer. I mean, Stuart Holden, Josh Gardner, we can go on and on. A ton of guys would end up in Major League Soccer in and around your time period. So I have to think it's pretty prideful for you from a Houston perspective as well.
It is. You know, I think it's not a lot of athletes, you know, especially in professional sports, get a chance to you know, to play at home for their hometown team. And, you know, it's something that you have to, you know, just be, you know, thankful for. And I think, you know, this is something, like I told you, something I've been wanting to do since I was a little kid. There wasn't even a Dynamo team when I was, you know, there was no professional team here when I was growing up. So, you know, getting to represent the Dynamo, I think it's more than, you know, just a club. It's the city. It's everything.
Arturo Alvarez joining us. So when you looked at the Dynamo last year, having played with them, and by the way, you were on the Chicago Fire. People know that. You guys really broke out of the gates early with Schweinsteiger and the addition of Dax McCarty. It was a big turnaround. You guys kind of flared out at the end of the year. But when playing with Chicago against the Dynamo, what stands out to you about the Houston Dynamo when you played them this year?
You know, Dynamo, I think it was a team that I think was playing with a lot of confidence. And I think that was coming from, you know, I think the coach kind of gave that to their players, which is something that I noticed. Everyone was running for each other, helping each other out. You know, obviously there's a lot of pace, up front for the Dynamo. So it's something that, you know, kind of helped their game plan. And you know, it was a tough game for us here. It wasn't one of our best with the Fire, but, you know, I'm not surprised at all that Dynamo, you know, went as far as they did, just because, you know, I think the whole year they show that they, you know, they care for each other and they wanted the best for their team.
You see Wilmer Cabrera and what he did this year. How do you see yourself? And I know this team is going to morph and change with signings and new acquisitions, and some people are going to go. There's no doubt about that. But how do you see yourself fitting into the Houston Dynamo?
Yeah, you know, I think it's something that I'm going to have to figure out, you know, along with the coaching staff as soon as, you know, preseason comes around. So, you know what, the best thing that can happen for a coach or, you know, for anyone is having some good competition in all you know, different positions in the field. And I think I'll bring that to the Dynamo. So, you know, I think we're just going to have to wait and see where that comes for me in terms of where it's going to be my best position to play at and go moving forward.
Who are some of the attacking players you're interested in playing with? I mean, obviously Tomas Martinez, the Argentine, is very good on the ball like you. You've got La Pantarita has been re-signed, which is a real big deal. The Honduran, along with Romel Kyoto. I got to think that you guys that are creative players always kind of get attracted and find each other in teams.
Yeah, you know, I've played these, I know the Honduran guys, you know, on the national team level as well. So, you know, I know them pretty well, and obviously from the league. And I, you know, I'm excited to, you know, not just those guys, you know, I'm excited to, you know, to get with everyone else on that team and hopefully, you know, we can build from, you know, from the last season and hopefully, you know, this time make it all the way to MLS Cup final.
Now, obviously, the Salvadorian community is very, very familiar with you. I mean, you went to the heights of captaining El Salvador, which is a big deal, even though you weren't born in El Salvador, right? You were born here in Houston. Am I correct when I say that?
Yeah, I was born and raised here in Houston. I switched over to playing for El Salvador national team in 2009. And, I got to, you know, be the captain for the 2015 Gold Cup. And, yeah, you know, it was a great honor to do that. And, yeah, you know, so it's been fun with El Salvador. So, you know, and I'm back on the national team with them as well. So, you know, a new coach, another Colombian coach that I'll be working with. So it's going to be good.
I got to think that you are going to be a real, you could be the thing that kind of opens up a deeper connection for the Dynamo with the El Salvadorian soccer community here, because they are passionate soccer fans. I've seen them come out for you when you've played for them and captained them. So I think from a standpoint of off the field, bringing in some new Dynamo fans, I think you could be the guy to do that.
Yeah, no, I think it'd be great to the community, and you know, they love their soccer. So I think, now that they know that I'll be here, I think hopefully they can, you know, continue with their, you know, unconditional support that they've always been giving me. So hopefully we can see that with the Dynamo. That'll be great.
Arturo Alvarez joining us here. Arturo, you were an under-20 U.S. international. Why the switch to El Salvador?
You know, it was one of those situations. I was with the 23s for the U.S. national team, for the Olympic team. You know, I was one of the guys getting cut. And then I think the Salvadorian coach, at that time it was Carlos de los Cobos, Mexican guy. He, you know, he found out that I was Salvadorian descent, you know, got a hold of me and said that he really liked the way that I played and that, you know, the doors were open for the El Salvador national team. And at that time it was, they were playing the qualifiers for the World Cup. They were in the Hex. And, you know, it took me about, you know, 4 or 5 months to really think about it. And I decided to do it. And, you know, I have no regrets. And, you know, it's been fun, you know, obviously playing in El Salvador for the national team. The way that they welcome me, you know, with open arms, not only the national team and the players, but also, you know, the fans, the country, and, you know, knowing that I wasn't even, you know, I wasn't born there and raised there. They took me in with open arms and a lot of love. So
before I let you go, you got to give us a few words on Carlos Lessa and what he meant to you and your player development growing up here in Houston.
Oh, man, Carlos Lessa, you know, he's almost like a second dad, second, you know, a father figure to me. You know, to be quite honest, I don't think I've ever met another more skillful soccer player in my life. It's a guy that I picked up a lot of kind of like, you know, skills and that, you know, street soccer mentality or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, he's a great guy. I have a lot of love for Carlos. And, you know, he's actually back in Brazil at the moment. But, you know, I'm sure he'll be back in Houston and hopefully he can come, you know, come to some of the games. Me wearing that Dynamo shirt.
He was a very creative guy and had all the tricks and flicks a la a Brazilian, and he never quelled that in you. He really encouraged that out of you, didn't he?
Yeah, that is something that, you know, I've always kept, you know, kind of in my game. You know, it's something that, you know, it was what got me to the pros at such a young age. So you know, like, you know, I can't go away from that. And, you know, obviously you learn and, you know, you learn and you mature as you grow older. So, you know, I'm always thankful for Carlos always kind of, you know, telling me to keep that kind of, you know, that side of the game with me at all times. And, you know, thankfully, you know, it's carried me for 16 years playing professional, and hopefully it could carry me for another, you know, for a long time. So,
Arturo, thank you very much for coming on. Best of luck with your marriage tomorrow. Have a great day with your family and your new bride. And we thank you for coming on the show. Hope it's first of many visits.
No, it will be. And like I said, you know, it's always a pleasure coming in here with you, Glenn. And I look forward to, you know, doing some more interviews as a Dynamo player.
You got it. Arturo Alvarez back with the Houston Dynamo, and that'll do it here for us on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 tonight. Quick word here for the King's Court. Soccer fans, the real soccer pub down in Edo is the King's Court. It's right next to the stadium at 903 Hutchins, corner of Walker and Hutchins. 13 TVs at the King Court. They show Premier League matches, Dynamo matches, La Liga, Champions League. King's Court has 24 taps, a full bar, extensive spirits, wonderful pub food. Get over to the King's Court. I hang out there. Rooftop deck and patio that sit in the shadows of BBVA Compass Stadium. Go in and say hello to Jay. It's also the home of El Batallón, Manchester United, and the Chelsea Supporters Group. KingsCourtTX.com. And also a last moment here for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They bring you a personalized approach. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. 713-322-4878. They're bilingual. Whether your car, whether your accident is car, boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction, plant, you might work in a refinery, you might drive an 18-wheeler, you know the Daspit Law Firm and John Daspit will treat your case as if it's their own. DaspitLaw.com, the Daspit Law Firm, working for you 24/7. They're fighting for your right for compensation. DaspitLaw.com. Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock. Facebook, Soccer Matters. Get over there. Give us a like. Check it out. Get into the fray. There's all kinds of topics brought up over there in soccer information. Plus, the podcast of this show will be up at podcastarena.com and iTunes.
For Jose Partida, Victor Ariza, I'm Glenn Davis. Until next Wednesday, Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. See you next week.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.